This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move on into Galatians with Introduction to Galatians, No Other Gospel, Paul's Call, Paul's first visit to Jerusalem, and Paul's second visit to Jerusalem. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A reading from Zechariah chapter 8. And the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath. Thus says the Lord, I have returned to Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand because of great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, If it is marvelous in the sight of the remnant of this people in those days, should it also be marvelous in my sight, declares the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in faithfulness and in righteousness. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, and whose sin is put away. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We truly rejoice to have in our midst today several people visiting for prayerfully considered visit. We pray God's blessings upon your visit, your learning, your discernment, and we pray and hope to see you again very soon. Our text is the lesson from Zechariah 8 that was just read. Open marriages, namely where husband and wife mutually consent to allow their spouse to engage in sexual intimacy with others, do not work. Just look at some of Hollywood's power couples, like Will and Jada Smith. They announce their openness to letting one another pursue their personal desires, and a few years later, these marriages unravel. They blame one another for being jealous, and they go their separate ways. God created marriage to be a union between one man, one woman, as long as they both shall live. Yes, God did not create marriages to be open. Our text for this morning from Zechariah reminds us that our relationship with the Lord is not an open marriage. Both testaments of the scripture use the marriage imagery to describe our relationship with the Lord. He is our groom, and we are his people as a bride, his bride. The Lord loves his bride dearly, is faithful for caring for her. He desires his bride to be faithful to him, loving him, and having no other gods besides him. Zechariah is receiving this prophecy of his book shortly after the southern kingdom has returned to the region of Judea and Jerusalem after exile in Babylon. In spite of the Lord's faithfulness and exclusive dedication to Israel as his bride, Israel had not been faithful to the Lord. She had been a spiritual prostitute going after other gods, and exile had resulted. But now the exiles had returned to Judea and to repopulate Jerusalem with the hope that their marriage to Yahweh and to have again their promised land, that both could be restored. This is the background for understanding the opening words of our text. Thus says Yahweh Sabaoth, I am jealous for Zion with a great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with a great wrath. This new revelation from the prophet Zechariah sounds a lot like the old words that were given to the prophet Moses on Sinai. Words that are very familiar to you because they come at the close of the commandments in Luther's Small Catechism. I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers of the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Why is Yahweh jealous with a great jealousy for his people? Because he loves his bride, because he's faithful to her, and because he wants what's best for her, both here on earth and certainly forever in heaven. What is best for her is an exclusive marriage with Yahweh. In spite of her unfaithfulness, he promises her in our text, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Yahweh has grounds for a permanent divorce, but instead he accepts his bride back and restores her, forgives her. Listen again to this beautiful language of restoration that the prophet brings to us in our text. Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The streets shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Especially noteworthy in our text is the much broader understanding of who shall be the bride of Yahweh. We read, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and in righteousness. Now, anyone who knows geography realizes in Israel, we usually speak about north and south because there isn't a lot of east and west. This text is speaking about the broad scope of Yahweh's love and Yahweh's bride. He's going to save not only those people in that thin strip of country we call the Holy Land, but from the east country and from the west country. How would Yahweh save so many across this world? Well, just a few chapters later in Zechariah, he writes that Yahweh would come like the angel of the Lord and pour out upon them the spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they would look at Yahweh, whom they had pierced in faith. Very striking words, aren't they? Yahweh, whom they had pierced. Who is the jealous husband who spoke these promises? Our text says the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, none other than the pre-incarnate Son, the same word who became flesh, who told fellow Jews that many would come from the east and from the west and be seated with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the Messianic feast. Yes, the Son of whom John the Baptist said, the one who has the bride is the bridegroom, He is the jealous husband who sought out his unfaithful wife, his unfaithful bride, among Jews, among Samaritans, even one who had five husbands, and among the Gentiles. To redeem this unfaithful bride, he was pierced. Yahweh in the flesh was pierced, shed his blood when he was lifted up on the cross so that all who look to him in faith have eternal life. How does this text apply to us in this Lenten season as we draw closer, ever closer to Holy Week, just a little more than a week away? Our marriage to Christ that began at the baptismal font is not an open marriage. We are his bride whom he has bought with his own blood, that pierced flesh, whom he loves with an everlasting love. He is justifiably jealous, very jealous, when we flirt or consort with other gods, and that includes all things or people who take his place in our hearts and in our lives, that become our primary object of love. But as with Jerusalem and Judea of old, our jealous husband comes looking for his bride in the east, in the west, north and south, calling us to repentance, calling us to renewed faithfulness, and clothing us again with that pure and radiant bridal garment given us in our baptism, and reminding us of whose name was placed upon us at that baptism, his own divine name, claiming us as his own bride. He calls us again to that one flesh union at his table where we, the bride, receive his sinless body and blood into our sinful flesh as our groom gives us his purity and his life. A text like this causes all of us to sit back, whether we're male or female, to pause during this penitential season and to ask, am I living as a spiritual prostitute? Am I living as a widow? Or am I living as a bride of Christ? A prostitute has multiple partners. A widow lives thinking her husband is dead and gone and doesn't matter so much anymore. But a bride faithfully stays in close communion with her groom, delighting in hearing his voice and being united exclusively to him. Be thankful that your groom, Jesus Christ, is a jealous husband, faithful to you until his death, and now risen and living and continues to be faithful to you, always seeking you out and restoring you so that you are his faithful bride in this Lententide, in the Holy Week ahead, and eternally, especially in the New Jerusalem, where all of these promises are fully realized. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.